Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, I'm Kitty. This is a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be chatting about reasons for getting up early. Are you a get-up-early sort of person, or do you prefer to stay in bed a little longer when you can? Or maybe you get up even so late that you have to rush to do everything. Obviously, getting up early is a very personal thing, isn't it? Not everybody does it. And of course, the time of getting up early is so random for each of us. If you need to rise early due to your job or your family or your commitments, that's a sure reason for getting up at such time in the morning. It may be that you have to travel far to get to work or whatever you're doing that day, for example. So what could we consider as a time for getting up early? Again, that, in my opinion, is a very movable feast. What's early for one person is late for another. I must admit, I'm not a very early morning person, although once I wake up, I don't want to linger in my bed for too long. Well, anyway, the cat won't let me because he wants his breakfast. Some people may get up early to have that special time, to be on their own, to reflect on their day to come, or to meditate, or to have a leisurely breakfast and just get more out of the day. When I get up early, it enables me to have some time to myself, to just think and contemplate the day ahead, have a decent breakfast, and just get more out of my day. I agree with that sentiment, as some of my best work has been in the quiet times. There are times, though, when people have a little afternoon nap, and there's nothing wrong with that. Getting up early when there's nobody else around can help you to focus on something specific that might benefit from less distraction. Silence in early morning when there's nobody else around is such a joy, in my opinion. I rather enjoy the peace and tranquility, and there is scientific theory that spending time in silence enables an increase in productivity. If you give yourself time, real time to yourself, it soon becomes so routine to you, gives you time to think about what you're doing in your daily life, what you need to do, and in a way it sort of helps you to prioritise things too. If you think about it in another way, when you need to concentrate on something, it's such a benefit to be able to get on with it without somebody phoning you or sending you messages or emails. So getting on with whatever you're doing early in the day can also contribute towards your productivity a lot. I do have to say, though, that if you're not a morning person and you feel that your productivity is better at night, then do that instead. It's the same at night, isn't it? Potentially less distractions, and the world outside is more peaceful and there's less noise. We do need to acknowledge, after all, that we're all individual beings, and one size does not fit all. So do what's best for you. Some people say that they've always been an early bird, and they go to bed early too. If you get up early, there can be a lot of benefits to your health. Having a routine is key to begin with. Do you go out for a walk in nature in the early mornings, for example? A friend of mine loves to walk her dog in early in the morning. She uses that as a way to exercise herself as well as a dog. And she says spending time in nature at such a time in the morning is quite wondrous because the birds seem to sing louder and you can hear them more clearly because there's less traffic or other human noise around or cars. When I get up early, I must admit, I usually have somewhere to be at a certain time or some deadline to meet. That invariably means that I go to bed earlier that night as well sometimes. At other times, though, it could be that you wake up naturally and spend time just relaxing. In a nutshell, getting up early is not for all of us. Some of us do, some of us don't. We each have been through tough times, haven't we? And all the associated fallout from the lockdown and the cost of living and everything. Things are different these days. And life is life. Variety could be the key to having a good day. Have a think about it. Perhaps give it a try sometimes, this getting up early business. It could broaden your perspective on life. It could increase your creativity and your productivity too. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Stay healthy. Enjoy your day. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.